Martin Goymore. This recording is part of the oral history project carried out by the Suffolk Horse Society in 2013 with advice from Cambridge Community Heritage and a generous grant from the Heritage Lotteries Fund. In the recording you will hear the voice of Mr. Martin Goymore describing his memories of the Suffolk Punch Heavy Horse. Martin is the director of Banham Zoo and a Suffolk Punch enthusiast. The recording was made by Juliet Pennell, who is a member of the Suffolk Horse Society. The date of the recording was the 18th of July 2013, and it was carried out at Banham Zoo. The duration of the recording is about 6 minutes.
This is Juliet Pennell interviewing Martin Goymore for Working Horses, Working Lives, sharing our stories of the Suffolk Punch on Thursday the 18th of July 2013.
I'm Martin Goymore. I'm currently the CEO of the Zoological Society of East Anglia, which covers both Banham Zoo and Africa Alive.
Thank you. Can you tell me how you first, or when you first came across Suffolk, your first experiences of the Suffolk Punch?
Well, the family moved across the border from Bury St Edmunds when I was 2 years of age in 1952 to Grove Farm Banham. It was a typical mixed farm of its era. We had dairy cattle, bulls, pigs, etc. And I can remember that during the mid-1950s, when I was about 5 years of age, getting under the farm foreman's feet, being into everything. The farm foreman's then elderly father-in-law, Fred Fisher, was still employed in errands about the farm, and he used one of the two heavy horses that were on the farm at that time, one of which was a Suffolk Punch, aptly named Punch, and was used to with a tumbrel, usually to take the mangles and bits and pieces up to the cattle in the meadows. And I often used to catch a lift or be put on the tumbrel with Fred Fisher to get me out of the way. So that's one of my earliest, or is my earliest recollection of the Suffolk Punch.
And how long were the Suffolks on the farm for? Were there any more after those two original ones?
No, I was obviously going off to school, etc. By 1960, there were no horses on the farm. I don't think I was actually acquainted with what happened to the last Suffolk Punch on Grove Farm Banham, but have fond memories of it.
And when did you next come across Suffolks, or when did they next sort of reappear?
Well, horses were not part of my life. I have a number of sisters who, some of which were into horse riding, etc., so it was a girl's thing. But in 1991, we purchased the then Suffolk Wildlife Park at Kessingland near Lowestoft. And so as not to clash with the two animal collections, with the one at Banham Zoo, we decided that Suffolk Wildlife Park should adopt an African animal theme. But part of the inventory of stock when we took it over were two heavy horses, a Shire mare, Wadesbeck Emma, and a Suffolk mare, Poppyland Princess.
And what, you brought her back to Banham?
Well, they didn't really fit in with the African theme that we were developing. So the two heavy horse mares came back to Banham. And whereas perhaps I was used to handling everything from snakes to primates to birds, etc., horses were alien. And seeking around, I came across the Eastern Counties Heavy Horse Association, which comprised a lot of the older generation of horsemen and women, who were quite keen on passing their skills of heavy horsemanship on. And so I joined that association and learnt most of the basics from them. It was a painful process, but we got there in the end. And I was always warned to watch out not getting the heavy horse bug, which I didn't think I would. However, within 4 or 5 years, I think the number of horses had crept up and were perhaps half a dozen or more by then.
And this was a hobby for you, or part of the zoo at this stage, or a bit of both?
Well, probably a midlife crisis. At 1991, I would be 41 years of age. My work in the zoo, which was a lot of hands-on work in its early days, were now more office-based. So having horses was an ideal way of getting hands-on with animals again. Again, another painful process of learning the hard way. And initially, I had acquired a pair of shires, Captain and Taffy, which Taffy especially was a good schoolmaster horse. He let you get into all sorts of muddles and patiently stand there whilst you untangled yourself and the horse. But as I say, the number of horses started to creep up and I needed assistance.
Martin, thank you very much for telling us about the beginnings of Suffolks at Banham. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, or should we move on to talk more about horses in the zoo now?
No, I think it's been a very interesting time. We've used the horses. Personally, I've got a lot of pleasure, an awful lot of pleasure out of it, especially when we then discovered Suffolk horses and the importance of those as being the iconic or living icon of East Anglia, and particularly of Norfolk and Suffolk, or Suffolk being home county, Norfolk my adopted county, couldn't be better. And we've progressed from there, so you know, I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.